This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy there. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free app for your phone. You can get us there, too, and the podcast will be up there later on today. Jamie, where's Jamie? Jamie! It's election day. Maybe she's voting.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's it, because the polls are going to open, in about an hour? So she could get in line and probably, she's probably voting, dropping off her ballot or something like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense this morning, right? Everybody's voting, man. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
Almost pulled a big snafu with the voting yesterday.
Why?
How?
Well, I've never, ever voted with a mail-in or a drop-off ballot.
Okay. I'm surprised that you said that you were doing that,
I always go. You know me, Spadell. I love the pageantry of it all, right?
Yeah, you love going into the polls.
I like to feel the vibe.
I like talking to Martha, who's sitting there, you know, checking people off, making sure that you're legit and all that. You know, I just like the vibe that they have at the polling place on election day. But I can't do it today because I have construction people coming over. So I had to do it early, right? So I go over there yesterday, and I'm going to get out of my vehicle, and I'm going to put it in the drop box. Then I thought, yeah, you know what? I'll just go in and take a gander, man. I'll just take a look, inside.
In.
Yeah, just to see who all's working. You know me, I get really curious about things like this, right? You know me, Spadell, I like to sniff it out like a dog.
Yes, you do.
I do. So I went inside, and sure enough, there they were. About 15 retired workers there at the poll, you know, just sitting back and actually doing nothing, just sitting there, right?
Just waiting for people to come in.
So they tell me, hey, go over here, stick it in this little sack that we have. And the guy goes, did you sign it? I said, what?
Yeah, you got to sign it.
Yep, sign the back.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My vote was not going to count. If I had not gone inside to check out the shenanigans, my vote would have been discarded.
Dang. Well, it's luckily you went in, actually.
Yeah, good thing I'm so curious, you know, and I love the vibe, you know, of voting.
Yeah.
Good thing I did that, because it wouldn't have counted, they said.
Wow.
Not only do you have to sign the back of it, but the signature has to match your, like, on-file one, too.
All right. So let me ask you this. Okay, she's not here yet.
Uh-huh.
Dollar to donuts. Let's bet, okay? You think she signed it?
Ooh.
Oh.
No, being a first time?
You think, Jamie,
no.
She's
That's
never...
A good question.
Oh, here she comes, here she comes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too.
Your acting is amazing. What's going on?
I got a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
You know what? We'll do it when we come back.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, we'll do it when we come back. Just hang on a second, and then we'll pose the question to you, okay?
Okay, all right.
You okay? Ooh, I love the flannel. That's a nice flannel shirt.
Thanks. I feel like it's flannel weather. Not sweater weather?
Yeah,
it's flannel weather.
It goes great with those diamonds. That's a good look.
Yeah, I'm kind of an argument. Yeah, I know, right?
It goes great.
Listen,
you got this shiny, shiny necklace on that looks like it's worth like $500,000. Then you got a flannel on.
Can I tell you?
A baseball hat.
I can't get this necklace off.
Because
the safety clasps on it are so difficult, and I can't get it off.
Well, there are certain parts of town you can go to, and they'll get it off for you.
Easy.
That's true.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are. It's a Tuesday, election day. Wow.
Go vote.
Go to the polls today. Cast your vote. Make it count. Jamie, I got a question for you, though. Okay?
Sure, yeah.
So, because I'm dumb, and I almost did this yesterday, that's why I'm bringing you up, okay?
Yeah.
Not to say you're dumb and in the same boat I am, but I'm just curious, all right?
Gotcha, yeah.
Did you sign the back of that envelope?
Well, of course I did. It has a big sign under it, right under the flap that says, hey, stop. Did you sign the envelope and date it?
It does.
It literally has a gigantic thing. Like, how could you miss that?
I missed it.
What?
Yeah, missed it. I missed it, but I got corrected yesterday. Thank God I went inside to drop off my ballot yesterday instead of the drop box outside. The guy goes, hey, did you sign that?
People like you
said,
shouldn't even vote then. If you're that dumb. I mean, it's got the biggest thing.
Well,
it's in all capital letters.
Well, I'm just
stop.
Coming clean.
Did
I'm just
you
telling
sign
you.
The back of this?
I didn't sign it. I forgot to sign it. Oh, and date it. You got to make sure you date it.
Yep.
Now I voted. So, all right. So the votes, you know, the first votes that are counted are in Dixville. Is it called Dixville? Dixville Notch, right? Up in New Hampshire. They voted this morning. Six people voted.
Oh, wow.
We're tied, 3-3.
50%.
That's good. That's how the whole country's going to go all day long today.
It's almost like Groundhog Day, where you have that place where they, early in the morning, they dictate everything. Well, Dixville, New Hampshire is the first place that they actually vote. And they only have like 5 or 6 people that live in the area that are registered. So they count them early. So now we have the official count, 3-3.
Now, I might be wrong about this because I was just doom scrolling. So sometimes when I doom scroll, well, almost every time when I doom scroll, I'm like most of you, I don't read the actual article. But I believe Kyle Clark posted that the passwords in Colorado were up for 3 months.
Yeah. I got a question for you, though. I got a question. They said it went up in June, which they kind of said that, you know, last week, too, that it'd been up there for a while. Because you mentioned that. You said, hey, they've been up there for a while.
I didn't know it was 3 months. Well, I thought it was like a week.
But they're saying it like that makes things better.
No, they were saying like it was worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because the report I saw last night, they were saying, oh, yeah, but it's been up there for 3 months. No big deal, you know? I'm like, well, that's even worse.
No, I guess they're mad at that girl because she didn't tell anybody. You have to tell. Like when things like that happen.
Yeah, report it. If you see something, you gotta report
it. Griswold or whatever her name is. I don't know her name. But anyway, she has black hair and she seems like a nice lady. But she's like, that's the other person and I fired him. Don't worry. That's what she said. The person in charge of putting up passwords has been let go.
I didn't know they had passwords.
I didn't either.
That's crazy in itself. So. They have these machines that have passwords that you can go in and change things.
I know.
That's weird.
I guess it's been up for a while.
Yeah.
Colorado's just funny. We're like, but we're so mellow about it. Like, nobody's really that outraged. Everybody's like, all right, well, as long as they got fired.
I feel like no one's freaking out.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, okay, it's fine. I mean, it's like they just know it's going Democrat, so nobody cares.
If you're headed to the polls today, there's a guy named Paul Lopez. Paul Lopez is everywhere this morning being interviewed, giving you details on what you need to know going to vote today.
Now, we got Paul Lopez, Denver clerk and recorder this morning, joining us. Now, tell me kind of what's the most important thing voters should know for today?
Yeah, make sure you get that ballot, sign the back of that envelope.
Back of the envelope.
Yeah, kind of key.
And take it to any drop box. They're all around the city, all around the area. And then if you need to vote in person, need a replacement ballot, or want to register, same day register and be able to vote, come to any vote center. We have 39 of those around too.
Really important information. I think the other thing we were talking about right before we kind of did this interview is how's it all going to work tonight? We know it's not going to end at midnight. What's your guys' plan?
Well, see, here's the thing. We want to make sure that one, folks are going to the ballot box before 7 p.m. Don't come late. Don't procrastinate. Get it there as soon as you can and able. We're going to start process. We've already started processing ballots a while ago. And as that surge comes in, you know, we're going to have waves of being able to post results. You know, folks can expect that we can continue to post results up until about midnight. They're going to go home, you know, get some rest, come back, start the process all over again.
Got to go home at midnight, though.
I'm that person that when, like, somebody is at this place I go to and she's counting down down the drawer, I'll be talking to her. That would be my luck. If I'm counting one, two, BJ's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my God, I'm on the 77,000. You have to start all over.
I'm with you. I'd be the worst counter.
I know, me too. Because
I was telling the guy, I said, I went over to the place yesterday, and you know me, Jamie. I like to talk to everybody,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
I got to get a scoop on what's going on here, okay? So instead of putting it in the drop box outside where nobody would have said a word to me and I can't talk to anybody else, I got to go in. So I go in, and there's like 15 old people sitting around, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for people to walk in to cast their votes, and nobody was there at the time. But I hear I'm striking up conversations with them. Hey, where do you live?
Probably illegal ones. Knowing you, you're like, so, are you a Trump fan?
What are the votes at right now?
Yeah. Jamie, they couldn't wait for me to leave. They couldn't have showed me the door any faster than what they did. Get the hell out of here, pal. Who are you?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
We'll get to the Jason Kelce audio here in a little bit. He spoke out about the whole situation where people are not happy with him. In case you don't know the story, some guy said, your brother's the F word in a derogatory way, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. Homophobic. And then he said the word three times back to the guy. Mm. So, boy, I felt bad for him. Before the Chiefs game, he looked like a small, small little man. Saying he's sorry.
He did. He knew he did wrong with all the feedback that he's getting, blowback, whatever you want to call it. And he's also being investigated by the police.
Oh, for assault?
I don't know. Probably damage to property.
Yeah. Anyway, did the Chiefs win?
Yeah.
Yes. In overtime.
In overtime. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Was Taylor there?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, how'd she look?
Yep.
Yep. She looked good.
Did she?
Yeah. Stunning. Okay.
Stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good. All right. Because, you know, she's kind of like Lady Gaga. She has her days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
she does.
Has her hot era tour days where you're like, damn, Taylor, you look good. And then sometimes she dresses, well, kind of like me, a little frumpy, you know, in flannel. and you're like, ooh, I don't know what the stylist was thinking with that one. You know,
she looked okay. I mean, she didn't look stunning, but she was okay.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Let me ask Carson, because I feel like he's more of a fashion diva than you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carson, thoughts?
I thought she looked pretty good. She had high boots on. It was a little weird because it was cold out. You could tell that it was cold out, and she was wearing shorts and an oversized, like, leather Kansas City Chiefs jacket.
Yeah. So her legs look cold.
I thought she looked okay. Yeah.
Did she have, like, tights on at least?
No.
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 Just straight
bare-legged.
From here to here, she was cold.
I didn't notice any of that.
See, that's why I go to Carson.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I mean, her boots were high, but...
Her boobs.
Her boobs.
What?
Boots.
Oh, boots.
So from the bottom of her knee to her top of her thigh, she was cold. But those suites are pretty warm.
Yeah,
you can turn up the heat in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like she's got bigger boobs now. I'm looking at a picture of her. Her boobs are bigger. Sometimes it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's flat. Sometimes she's... Stat.
Yeah. Yeah. It is true.
Right? I just really say, I don't know. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Kelly Clarkson, it says, will return to host NBC's Rockefeller's Christmas Tree Special. Christmas at the Rockefeller Center, sorry, is a two-hour special featuring musical performances and the annual tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller Center in New York City. I wonder if Mariah will sing. Remember that debacle that one year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh. She tried to sing. And
I don't think she's been invited back, has she?
Not since then.
Not
right?
Since then.
That was a bad look.
That was a horrible day. Oh, my God. This is kind of cool. Sting and Jennifer Hudson are joining The Voice for season 26 as mentors, as coaches. Not the actual judges, but as coaches. Sting is new.
Yeah.
That's kind of good. Maybe, is Jennifer Hudson new too? I feel like she's been on there. But maybe that's
American
Idol.
She's been on there before.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, they'll serve as mega mentors in the new season, making the first time two mega mentors have appeared in a single season. Sting will help celebrity coaches Snoop Dogg and Gwen Stefani, while Hudson will support Michael Bublé and Reba McEntire. So those are pretty big names to have on there. Although I will say that Jennifer Hudson obviously is just... gifted with one of the best voices ever. That Sting, I don't know if he can really mentor. Ah, Johnson! You know, like, he has a nice, chill voice, but as far as the... I don't know what you could, the actually like going up to this note.
Like the vocal range.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a big vocal range.
No, I interviewed this guy once, and he's a very quiet guy. He's not very vocal about anything, you know what I mean?
Well, that'll be perfect that'll be perfect for the mentor.
Yeah.
Because they just sit there and they watch him sing and then they tell him what to do differently.
Yeah.
So
No, I'm not saying, because I know he's not going to be in one of those chairs that turn around, right?
Right.
He's just going to be behind the scenes for the most part, but he's a very quiet dude.
Quiet man.
Yeah.
Rihanna made a joke that she's going to sneak into the polls with her son's passport because she can't vote. So she's asking everybody to please get out there and vote. By the way, we just heard that you have got to have your ballot in no later than 7 p.m. Do not go at 7:01 because if you're like me, you know, you procrastinate, it will not be counted. And so you did those little circles for nothing.
Yep.
So get it in before 7 p.m. and find out where you can do it. I dropped it off. You guys, it was so easy.
Oh, it was super easy. Like, no one was even in the parking lot that I went to right by my house.
Yeah, we had like three people in line, but all you're doing is just, it's like tax time before it was on the internet, just dropping it off.
It's completely different today, though.
Oh, are there lines?
Oh, I went yesterday.
Oh.
There were so many people outside.
The really?
Cars just backed up. Yeah.
Wow.
It was very crowded.
Because you said
yesterday.
Nobody was inside.
Nobody was inside. Yeah. Nobody was in. Everybody was doing drop-off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, man, I thought there was going to be an accident in the parking lot, man. The cars were just going everywhere.
They don't have it coned off and just drive through?
No.
Huh.
No, you had to park and get out of your
Littleton
vehicle.
Where those people are strange.
Yeah. Well, it's a police station where I went to.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
It's police, DMV, it's all there.
Okay, that's a busy area, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, not like it was yesterday. I'm just saying the voting, it's really picked up.
All right, well, anyway, still do it, okay, before 7 p.m. All right, thank you. I did my public service because we are a public radio station that we're supposed to say crap like that. So get out there and vote before 7.
Oh, yeah. Don't let anything stop you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be extremely busy today.
Schmidel, will you checkmark that one like I did a public service for today?
Yeah, I got that on the sheet.
Thank you. We have to fulfill so many public service moments, you know, to kind of like go against all the times where I call BJ, you know, names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
offset
like
it.
Offset little wiener guy.
It's got a balance. It's got a balance. Uh-oh, you just did it. You need another PSA.
No, I was explaining.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That was just an explanation.
I felt
another
day.
No. People love Britney Spears' new jewelry. We talked about it briefly yesterday, and it's called Be Tiny. And I even heard, what's our midday girl's name?
Heather Collins.
Yeah. Heather. Yeah, I always want to call her Becky. I don't know why. She doesn't look like a Becky. She looks like a Heather because she has red hair. But I always want to go like, she's very kind, so don't take that wrong. Anyway, but she was talking about how she loved it too, how it's like little dainty stuff.
Well, even Britney said, you're going to effing love it.
Yeah, man.
She said that. When she says it that strongly, you know you're going to love it.
Right?
Effing love it. I think I'll love it. I haven't seen it, though. Have you seen it?
I did see some of it, yeah.
I haven't seen any pictures.
It's not my cup of tea, but I'm not really into turquoise.
What do you think her market is? Is it younger women or... I don't know.
I think it's everyone.
I think it goes to the theys of the world.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Well, the theys love her.
They do?
Oh, my God, yes.
They do?
Yes. They do.
Oh, I didn't know that she had a certain
category. She just showed like one of them, and I'm you're either a turquoise person or you're not.
Yeah.
Like the one on her hand, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I do like
but
the...
But they're not all turquoise,
yeah,
are
I haven't
they?
Gone to
no,
her,
you
really,
don't know.
To be honest,
you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't.
I do have those rings. They're really popular now. I should find it. But you wear the middle finger, right? Yeah. You wear it on your middle finger, and it goes down, and then it's a bracelet. It goes down to your bracelet.
Yeah.
It's like kind of looks like kind of Hindu-y. You know, Hindu jewelry?
Yeah.
Because it's a ring and then goes down there.
Yeah. I may get me one of those where you wear that shoestring around your neck and you push up that little thing in the middle with a rock.
A bolo?
Yeah.
A bolo
Is that a
tie?
Bolo?
Bolo tie.
Bolo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'd look good with a bolo.
Oh, a bolo tie. My grandpa used to wear them.
Yeah. Looks like a shoestring around your neck, right?
Yeah, but he loved turquoise, so he always had a different turquoise one. He would find them and then he'd have somebody.
That's what I'm thinking. When I think of turquoise, for guys, that's what I think of. I think of that little stone tie.
So, you know, the middle ring thing that goes to your bracelet, you could also switch those up and make them into a necklace. And it just reminded me of something. Oh, my God, this is so horrible. There was a company that used to sell G-strings with jewelry that went down your butt crap at crack, not crap. Butt crack, and then you took the two sides, and then you can make it into a necklace.
Oh, no.
On the Bible.
That's sweet.
I'll bring them in. I have a couple pair.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's versatile.
Yeah. So, well, like, once you take it off, you're like, oh, I think I'll wear my butt crack necklace. Yeah. Anyway, vote before 7.
Yeah. Vote before 7. There you go. Back to our PSA.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Devlin Trash. It's been a
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday, not just any Tuesday, November 5. It is election day. Get to the polls today. Cast your vote. Also, the weather is a big news item this morning because we've got snow coming in. If you're in the mountains or if you're headed to the mountains, winter weather advisory in effect. I think today through tomorrow.
Yeah, but also south as well. The Palmer Divide, south through Castle Rock, Monument, Black Forest, all those places, and Conifer. I think it all starts at 5 p.m. and it goes to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. They don't give a specific time here, but I think you're right, somewhere in that
You know what's crazy is that I have a roof inspection today out at my cabin, which got just pummeled with snow. And I'm like, how is the inspector even going to see the roof?
I don't know how they do that.
That's a great question.
Hey, I think they may have to cancel today.
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
All right, here's from 9 News. I stole this. I don't know who the weather person is there, but I stole this morning. It really depends on where you're at in the metro as to how much snow you're going to get.
Denver, we go from rain to snow after dark. Tonight, the bigger question again, just how much snow? And I'll tell you what, here, folks, that gradient, the difference between the northeast and the southwest side of the metro area, is probably going to be quite substantial. So, if you're joining me from Thornton, from North Glen, from Commerce City, from the airport, from even Montbello, North Aurora, you may only get a dusting to an inch of snow, while the other side of the metro area may see a substantial snow event. So, again, big, subtle differences. I'll break it down for you in just a few minutes.
Substantial in the hood, baby.
Schmidl, what's his name?
I think it's Chris Bianchi, but they also have Corey Reppenhagen.
No, I know Corey's voice. That's not Corey.
Yeah, then it's Chris Bianchi.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's Chris?
Yeah.
And Corey does the mountain area. Corey, I mean, he comes down on the weekends and does
have that weather center up there, don't they? Don't they have an office up there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I parked in front of it one day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking feller.
He is a good-looking
feller.
And he covers those mountains good. All right, you got a question for me?
I did. So what's the date?
What's the date?
Yeah.
What
is the date?
Of what?
Of your appointment.
My appointment?
Yeah.
For give me more. Do you know Schmidl?
Yeah.
Do you know
Carson?
You're
supposed to make a phone call.
Yeah. Remember it was on your list yesterday?
You know what? I almost asked him that this morning, too.
Oh. They did not give me a date.
Oh, they didn't give you a
date. They did not give me a
because
date.
Because you didn't call them?
Yes.
Yeah. In case you don't know what we're talking about, we've been talking about for about 2 years I feel like.
A year.
It's been a year. BJ, from his lovely wife, which I think it's a great gift because his truck stays outside. It's one of those automatic starters, right? You call it from an app on your phone. It automatically starts your truck and it heats it up and then the defrost goes on. on. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, easy, lovely thing to have.
Especially since you park outside all the time.
Yeah, it's just great. You get in your car, it's warm, there's no scraping. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It runs for about, it can run up to 30 minutes and then it shuts off or whatever. It's not illegal. It's not huffing because your doors are locked and the security's on. Mm-hmm. So it's not considered illegal. And then you go out there and you're like, I'm so glad I have this app. So we've been asking BJ to install it for about a year, and so has his wife, because she even paid for installation. And yesterday he had three things on his list. Three. And one of them was calling the car toys.
Yeah.
Just picking up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it done.
You told us how happy you are when you get to mark something off your list.
Yeah. Well,
it was snowy and it was tired. You were tired.
I was tired.
And it was snowy. I'm
so busy.
Yeah, it was snowy.
And a lot of people don't realize this. Only a guy like me that loves sports realizes that I didn't put into the calculation that college basketball started yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
And they tipped off at noon.
Yeah, so you
won. How am I supposed to call about a starter for my car when they're tipping off at noon?
Well, you could probably do it during commercials.
Or halftime.
No, not when you're locked in like I am, Jamie.
Halftime. By the way, CU girls and boys, they both won their games.
Nice.
They did?
Yeah.
Last night?
Yeah.
Okay, sure wow. Did. No, I didn't get around to it yesterday. Yeah, there's a lot of things I need to get around to.
You had three things.
Yeah,
one was a phone call from the comfort of your recliner.
I felt exhausted yesterday, Jamie. It's Monday.
It was snowy.
It's going to make your life so much better.
Like, once
though.
He gets it, he'll understand.
Oh, my God. You'll be like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Here's the
deal.
Ever.
I won't disappoint you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Here's why I won't disappoint you tomorrow. I didn't put it on my list for today.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we're just... All right, we're going to...
I see.
Here's the thing.
I'm not going to disappoint you because it's not even on the list.
Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to bring it up ever again because the thing is, it's so easy and it's such an amazing thing to have.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it, we don't care.
Yeah,
see, I'm doing that reverse psychology.
You know what? To be honest with you, it's nuts. I don't find it to be such an amazing thing to have.
That's why it's eight inches of snow and it's melted off.
That's the thing.
I'm just saying.
It's like frozen solid all the way around. You have to chip away to try to get in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing in the world is walking out and it's freezing cold, like below zero, and you got to scrape your car.
He's forgotten how bad it
no,
is.
It's so bad.
Yeah, because you forget. Because it's been nice and it hasn't been that hard right now. It's when your doors are frozen shut and you can't even open
cold.
It. You know, remember? You can't even open your window. Are you kidding me? How am I going to get to work? I can't even open my door.
There's just something about, I don't like the idea that my car is running and I'm not out there.
But it's
I don't like that idea for some reason. I don't know.
But it's all locked up in the alarm.
I know it is. I know it is. But for some reason, it's just in my head that my car's out there and it's running and somebody could steal it. I just feel that way. And I can't get past that for some reason.
Huh. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have the keys, though.
I do have the keys.
Well, once it goes like a fourth of an inch up, it won't let it. It dies because the fob isn't in there.
All right,
it's a fob situation.
All right. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Get out and vote today. Decision 2024. They're calling it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Snow on the way today. It's voting time today, and I've got the audio of Jason Kelce's apology.
Yeah, now, I saw a little bit of it. I kind of, you know, he's so genuine. I feel like he's such a great guy. I don't know him, never met him or anything like that, but I follow his wife, and I don't know. They just seem like this real American family that makes mistakes, and you felt kind of bad for him.
Well, and they put themselves out there a lot. I mean, with the podcasts and everything they do, and the cameras are following all the time, and you're going to make mistakes. It's going to happen. It just so happened that he, and you got to figure, I mean, the guy's, he's a tough guy, played in the NFL, and, you know, he doesn't like to be, you know, kind of harassed or pushed around.
Or have his family slammed.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, and he came back at the guy. Now, did he do it the correct way? Yeah, probably not.
No, he didn't. I mean,
but we're being backseat drivers now. I mean, it was the spur of the moment, and that's what he did.
Right, but he puts it the right way. I mean, like when somebody says, you know, some kind of slur, if you will, it's not best to say it back to the same guy three times.
Yeah. He was, they called his family names, used a
Travis.
Used a slur, and he came back with a slur, grabbed the phone, smashed the phone of the guy. Here's his apology on ESPN last night.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, it leads to discourse and it's the right way to go about things. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that.
Look, here's what I don't understand. And the other guy's not getting any heat whatsoever right now. It's all focused on Jason.
Because he took away... Jason did it wrong. So if he would have just been the hero... He could have had a real heroic moment, you know, by taking up for his brother, saying something to that guy that wasn't that, and knocking his phone out. Everybody been like, oh my God, everybody, you know, should have a brother like that. But he took away all his superpowers when he went at the guy with that word three times. Yeah.
But what I'm going to say is that I just don't get people like this guy that walked up to him insulting his family. What? Just because that you have this attitude about him and his family, that you're going to walk up and scream in his face about and call his family names? What people that do that are just real a-holes. I mean, this guy is absolutely disgusting that he felt like that he needed to walk up and say what he said to Jason.
Yeah, nobody. I mean,
that is crazy to me. That how people, and no matter who it is, if somebody that I run into and I don't really care for that person, that they're a celebrity, and because he doesn't know Jason, all he knows is what he's seen in the tabloids or read. He has no idea. And for people to think that they can just say that stuff to people, it's just wrong.
Here's something. It's funny. Did you see my post last night about me complimenting the United flight attendant?
No.
Okay, so this is so funny. So there's an unauthorized United flight site, right? And it's where you go on and you either like say your flight was delayed with somebody like blah, 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 or you get advice like, how do I get compensated? You know, it's just a United site for United passengers to go. So I wrote, I'm cracking up. I tried to compliment a United flight attendant on an unofficial United page that I actually follow, and it went completely wrong. So I wrote that thing that happened where my seat didn't, you know, go backwards, yeah, and it didn't recline. And then I cut my lip on the glass. And so I said, but the flight attendant was over the top. She was so kind. She was remorseful. She gave me miles. And I really appreciate everything she did. And then here's the comment. So you ready?
Yeah.
It's totally nice. Like, I really appreciate her. This flight attendant was amazing, right? Here's how it goes. No anonymous post here, because I put it under anonymous. And I wrote, who made that rule? Yeah. And then he said, be a real person. I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. It's just a compliment to a flight attendant. And it says, really? You had a huge chip on your glass and you didn't see it? How many cocktails did you have before that? And I said, it was dark. This is a very tough room to write in. She obviously didn't see it either when she filled it up and served it to me. But you're right. It's my fault. I said, this is absolutely the funniest page I've ever been on. The comments are something. And then somebody wrote this. Oh, great. Another anonymous BS story. I do not believe it at all. Go back to your job at American Airlines or Delta. And then I wrote, why would someone say something positive about a flight attendant from United if I worked at American Airlines?
Yeah.
Right? Like, it is bizarre. Like, nobody said, like, oh, wow, that was awesome of the flight attendant. Not one. Everybody just attacked me. Flight attendants do not have the authority to issue out miles. So I screenshot the miles she gave me. I said, yes, they do. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, you just try to give somebody a compliment and they won't even let you.
Yeah. And taking it a step further, though, I mean, that's people that hide behind their names. They can type at a keyboard and they can say whatever.
I said anonymous and they were mad at me.
Yeah, but getting in somebody's face on the street like this, it takes it to a whole different anger. in my opinion, this guy, I mean, he came out of the blue at Jason Kelce calling names and with his brother and everything. It's just like, holy cow, who does that? But this guy, you're right, though, Jamie. This guy is basically taking a back seat to Jason now because Jason's become the kind of the goat in this thing,
well,
right?
He's the public figure.
He got the bad rap from it for the past 24 hours.
Yeah.
What a story. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday, Election Day. Election Day. We'll give you some of these details in just a couple of minutes on what to do today, okay?
I want to just follow up on what I was telling you about. It's so silly, you guys. I literally wrote an anonymous post complimenting a United flight attendant because she was amazing. And I put it anonymously. But some reason, I just found this out the hard way. I didn't know this was actually a thing because I see anonymous posts on Nextdoor all the time. It never bothers me. I don't care about anonymous. But people started attacking me saying, you can't post anonymous. No anonymous posts here. And I'm like, it's a compliment. I'm not saying like a pilot was drunk and I saw him anonymous. Right. You know, I'm giving a compliment, but somebody said, yeah, it's a big deal. People can't stand anonymous posts, even if you're trying to compliment. It just like sends them into a rage of fury. But the reason why you have to do that is because if you post your name, then they'll find your Facebook page or your Instagram or whatever, yeah. And then they'll start trolling you on the backside of your DMs. And going, you don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, my God, it just said she was a good flight attendant. And somebody said, the same thing happened to me. I'm trying to sell a snowmobile on Facebook. And all of a sudden, I'm getting so much hate for no reason.
How could that go
selling
wrong?
Something.
Exactly. How can it go wrong? You got a snowmobile.
How can complimenting a flight attendant go wrong?
I don't know.
You know?
Why are we so angry?
Somebody said, Jamie, I deleted my social media, and it's been so peaceful. Too many angry, hateful people on Facebook. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the way I deal with the social media. I don't use Facebook very often, but every now and then I'll post something on there, especially on my own page, more so than the show page, because you'll get blowback on everything, it seems. I like to post and then just walk away from it. Don't even go look at the comments. Just post whatever you want to post and then walk away from it.
Yeah, but that feels a little cocky. Like, here's my post, and I don't care what you write about it.
Well, who cares if it feels that way? If you're going to just get,
I'm just
you
saying
know,
for me, it feels a little
oh,
cocky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but but for me, it's like, okay, I don't even care about the opinion because I know it's going to go bad. So why go back and even get engaged in that?
But you wouldn't think about either a snowmobile would go bad or about a flight attendant doing a great job would go bad. But
not at all.
At all. I mean, it's just so weird. And then that's why people post anonymously, because y'all will come on, not you guys, but some people will just kind of just come around the backside and just go.
Well, it's relentless. And to your point, they'll look you up in not only on one platform, but they'll find you everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And troll you. Yeah. It's so weird. It's like people don't have hobbies anymore.
We're angry. All right. The voting today. This guy, what was his name again? Paul Lopez. He's being interviewed. And I guess he runs one of the election committees here in town. And he's giving you all the details on what you need to do to get your vote in today.
Now, we got Paul Lopez, Denver clerk and recorder this morning, joining us. Now, tell me kind of what's the most important thing voters should know for today?
Yeah. Make sure you get that ballot, sign the back of that envelope, and take it to any drop box. They're all around the city, all around the area. And then if you need to vote in person, need a replacement ballot, or want to register, same day register, and be able to vote, come to any vote center. We have 39 of those around too.
Really important information. I think the other thing we were talking about right before we kind of did this interview is, mm-hmm. how's it all going to work tonight? We know it's not going to end at midnight. What's your guys' plan?
Well, see, here's the thing. We want to make sure that, one, folks are going to the ballot box before 7 p.m. Don't come late. Don't procrastinate. Get it there as soon as you can and able. We're going to start process. We've already started processing ballots a while ago. And as that surge comes in, you know, we're going to have waves of being able to post results. You know, folks can expect that we could continue to post results up until about midnight. They're going to go home, you know, get some rest, come back, start the process all over again through the
week. Got to get some rest. Start the process over again. Got to count.
7 p.m. Don't forget that. So, and I feel like they made it really easy. There's those drive-through things. BJ actually walked in because it was easier because there wasn't a line inside at the time.
Outside, it was just packed, man. Yeah. Cars everywhere. And you're going to see it today. It's going to be packed out there. But a lot of people need to vote.
Yep. Yeah, 7 p.m. Don't forget.
It's important. Here's why. Currently, the election is tied. We have the numbers. 3-3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. The only votes counted thus far, Dixville Notch in New Hampshire. They voted at 4:30 this morning, our time. Six people voted. Tied, 3-3. Go vote! Hurry! God. It's true. It's the only votes counted so far. All right, BJ, JB Morning Show. Snow on the way. That's what I was about to say. Snow on the way. Snow coming up.
All right. Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Most people get excited when there's a question on Jeopardy or, you know, Family Feud, something like that.
Yeah.
People, they'll actually go on social media going, oh my God, I can't believe I was a question on Jeopardy, on Family Feud.
That is a big compliment.
Yeah, because that means that you're relevant enough to make a game show, right?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. Yeah. They had even a Taylor Swift day, remember, like on Jeopardy. So, unfortunately, or fortunately, Prince Harry. He became a question on Family Feud. Here it is.
Tell me something people know about Prince Harry.
Okay. All right. So five answers on the board.
Okay.
There's
okay.
1, 2, 3, okay. 4. There's 4 of us here.
Okay.
Maybe we shouldn't let Schmidl play. He's very busy.
Oh, Schmidl would be great to play because I don't think he's so plugged into Harry that his answers would be kind of interesting, I think.
You said plugged into Harry.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. I don't know how topical Harry is in his world.
Okay. My answer would be his dad wanted to be a human tampon.
Oh.
Remember when that was leaked?
Yeah. I think you just won.
Wow.
I think it's over.
Yeah.
Schmidl, I'm going to let you go next. Oh, I don't want to follow that.
I mean, I don't know if that's allowed on Family Feud, but
yeah,
remember when that
know.
Was leaked years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that their texts were leaked. That he said, I want to, what was her name? What's her?
Camilla.
Camilla. Yeah. He said, I want to be your human.
Uh-huh.
Schmidl, what's your guess?
I was going to say he was in the Army.
Oh, good.
In the Army, okay, military.
Good,
yeah, okay. Carson?
He likes hookers and Vegas.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
That is a good one.
Dad is king.
Oh, good one.
I think that should be number one.
Yeah, that's those are good ones. Anyway, it went kind of bad. Here were the answers.
He's married to Meghan Markle.
Come on, boy. Tell me something people know about Prince Harry.
His mother is Princess Diana. Yeah.
His mother is Princess Diana. Tell me something people know about Prince Harry.
He's got some red hair.
He got red hair.
Schmidl, you got it backwards.
Yeah,
there.
He did get it backwards.
You were supposed to make it the last question being he's married to Meghan Markle, because that was number one.
That was the first guess that they did on Jeopardy on the game. So I put it in the order that they answered in.
Right. Right, right.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, because it doesn't matter what answer. Uh-huh. They can be 1, 4, 3,
that's
2.
That's my bad. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so here's the problem with that, is the number one answer, we didn't get to actually hear the ding, but the number one answer was married to Meghan Markle, and everybody's like, oh.
That's an insult.
Oh, it is an
what
insult.
What an insult. I mean, you're Harry. I mean, your dad's king, your brother's William. I mean, you can go down the list, man.
Yeah.
Your mom was Diana. Yes, your mom was. Yes.
I mean, there's so
Princess,
many other big answers.
And the number one answer, he's married to Markle.
I know. Isn't that sad? Like, what if we played Jeopardy about BJ and the number one answer is he's married to Lisa? Oh, he'd be so mad. That's not his identity.
Well, I think every guy would be.
Well, every girl, too.
Every woman, too.
Our partner is not our identity.
No.
You know?
No. So I guess it's all over the internet this morning.
Poor guy.
Makes Harry look bad.
God, love him. I mean, he's known for a lot. Like, he was a great pilot.
Yeah. If you know? I'm Harry, I don't understand. I'd be packing up my stuff and going back to England.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're a big deal over there.
Damn, Meghan ruined his life. Women, I tell you, women.
Yeah.
You guys will be happy to know this, even though I feel like BJ is unaware of this study.
What study?
Oh.
That married people are twice as happy as everyone else.
You bet your butt we are. We are so happy. Can I get any happier than I am right now? Look at me.
I don't think it's possible.
Look at the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Happy pappy.
Research found that singletons, which is me, divorcees, which is me, and widows are between 64 and 99% more likely to be depressed than people that are married. I'm going to have to disagree with that in the room. Scientists conclude that wedded couples benefit from the stability, the support from their partner.
That's right. That's what makes me happy.
All her support?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the extra cash she brings to the relationship.
Are you done?
I am. All right, there you go. Tell her trash.
You don't help any situation, that's for sure. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Yes, I'm happy. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, have I got some good news for you.
What's that?
It might be time to fire up the Bucky's bus again.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah! Bucky's 2.0.
Yeah. Was it Palmer Lake? Was that it?
Yes. I think so. Yeah. All right. Here's the report. A new Bucky's could be opening up, the second one, this time south.
Hey, what about the truck stop known for the cleanest bathrooms? It's Bucky's, and they want to expand yet again here in Colorado. The mayor of Palmer Lake, a developer for Bucky's, says they're eyeing a piece of land that's actually about to be annexed by the town. It's right off I-25. It is just south of Monument. The first and only Bucky's in Colorado, of course, opened at Johnstown in March of this year, and it has changed the way we live in this state. I guess. As far as the new location, the town board of trustees will have a hearing on that property annexation. That's coming up on December 12th. So mark your calendar.
You can tell the guy doing that report's never been to Bucky's.
Tom Green?
Yeah, because he just isn't that excited about it.
You Tom Green doesn't get excited about a lot of things.
He says, in the report, he says, it's changed the way we live around here, I guess.
Yeah.
That means you've never been to Bucky's, pal.
It is a great place. And to see all the stuff that they have.
Yeah, I know. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, man. To walk in there and spend $200, there's no better pleasure.
And I got to tell you. All those camping people at Jellystone right there, they get to go down there to Bucky's. Oh, man.
Isn't it great, though?
It is so
I've
great.
Been up there a couple of times. Now, you've been, once or twice?
Just with us.
Just with the Bucky's bus?
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I stopped in there with Frog one day, too. Oh, man, it was heaven.
Oh. Yeah.
It was heaven.
I am, though, disappointed about the brisket. I feel like when they're like, it's a fresh brisket, we found out that it's actually a company that supplies the brisket, and so they're not cooking it out.
Stop. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Jamie. We told you never to mention that again.
So they heat it up, and then they bring it out of the microwave, and then they go, fresh brisket.
Where exactly is Palmer Lake?
That way.
Is it very?
So it's south. It's by Monument.
That would be closer than the other one? For us?
Ooh. For us, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I don't know. So. It's probably close, isn't it? Yeah. It'd be close to the same distance.
Because it's about, remember the day we went up there with the Bucky's bus? We got there relatively quickly.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be probably close to the same. All right. Well, we're going to get another Bucky's. Da-da-da-da-da. I kind of like it.
You know, I bought all that crap, and can I tell you, I haven't done anything with it. Like, I mean, the only thing that we did use was we used the Bucky's inner tube on the river.
You didn't use the the wiener poles?
Like, oh, we did use those. Yes, yes, yes. We used those at the cabin too. But as far as like the hat that I got and the pajamas,
you got
that
a
was
lot
a
of hats.
Waste of money.
I wear mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Bucky's pajamas every night. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Election Day. It is Tuesday, November 5th. Get out there and vote.
Yeah, there's some wackiness going on. I just want to just mention a couple of things. First of all, if you see like a tall building and they put something on there to vote for whoever, and it's right by another name, don't assume that that name is the person that owns the building. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because a lot of people are really mad at a couple of companies because on the building it has their names on it and they put things up there, but those weren't the companies supporting or not supporting that candidate.
Yeah. Right.
Like one guy even had to put signs that pointed upward that says, "This is not from our company." You know, it was like a bakery. Yeah. We didn't put this on this.
So they put another sign under the sign.
Under the sign pointing at it.
All right, you brought something up off air. And let me ask you, a Textnado, you may have an answer on this too, or at least a guess. I don't think anybody knows really the answer. You brought up the police presence in town.
Well, because I followed the Denver Police Department, and they said that they're preparing for any potential problems. Let's see, what they call it, election, disagreements.
We mentioned yesterday that the state of Washington, the governor called out the National Guard to be in the streets tonight. Yesterday, I noticed that the White House in Washington, D.C. has been fenced off along with the VP residence there. And they've got places that are boarded up, like the McDonald's had boards in the window. It looked like a hurricane was on the way. What is it they're expecting?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
You know, I get kind of the Washington thing, I guess, because sometimes people are nuts. But I don't get Denver. Like, I don't feel like everybody's, like, going to go crazy or anything.
Yeah, who's going to go crazy?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you have an election today. We find out who wins whenever we find out. I don't even think you're going to find out tonight.
No.
And then where does it go from there? We all go back to our jobs. We all go back to work. Our families, whatever, our daily lives, right?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this.
Look, we got through the Bushes. We got through the Obamas. We got through Donald Trump. We got through Joe Biden. We'll get through whatever.
Yeah.
We'll be fine, okay? So I just don't get why we're expecting violence in some way.
I almost feel like, because one of the news agencies reported that and said, Denver police are amping up, patrol in case of election day violence. And I'm like, you know, I feel like you guys are just saying that to get, like, make us have anxiety.
Well, yeah. It does give you anxiety because I dropped off my ballot yesterday, pulled in the parking lot, and you know, I was walking back to my car. I was like, you know what? I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good that I did it and I voted and I got my voices being heard. But then you're right. Like, you read stuff like that and you're like, is this going to be bad? Like, I don't know how it's going to go.
I thought the same thing about, because, you know, my mountain lions thing, I'm okay with them being hunted or whatever. Yeah. But, like, I know some people at the Sprucewood are really against that measure, and me openly saying, like, I'm okay with them I'm like, can I go to the Sprucewood, or am I going to get beaten up?
Yeah, are you going to get in a fight or argument? Yeah.
Here's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd let it go for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I wouldn't run down there yet.
Don't go there anytime soon. Okay.
No,
all right.
No, they take that mountain lion thing very seriously.
Yeah, they do.
Down there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so some people. Really
you might
want to
give it you give it past Christmas, they'll forget.
Because I even thought to myself, God, was it really a bad idea to say that I voted for mountain lions being hunted? And I was like, yeah, that probably was not my best move on the show.
On that particular issue, I voted.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I voted.
I know.
I don't remember what I voted, and I'm not even sure which side I'm on.
Yeah. Just say that you want them to live. That way it'll even us out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love mountain lions.
There you go.
I'd love to have one as a pet.
And you hope nobody ever shoots one.
Yeah. Don't shoot my mountain lions.
Exactly.
I think I voted that way.
Okay, good.
Not knowing why. Right. But well, don't shoot him. He's in a tree.
Well, it's funny because we run ads here at the Radio Ranch for both sides.
Yeah, we do.
And that one lady is like really compelling. And I'm like,
who's pretending to be the mountain lion?
Yeah. And then she's dead and her babies have to live without her. And I was like, I need to go change my vote.
All right. So are we all still on the same wavelength as far as who we think is going to win tonight? And again, this is not from voting for who you voted for. This is what. What do you think of all the media that's out there, everything you read, who do you think is going to win the election tonight when it comes to president?
Yeah, and I said yesterday, Kamala, only because, and again, that's I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, so, just so be aware of that. I know that's not what I'm supposed to say either, but, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I don't know. I just feel like everybody is like hates Trump so much that they're going to vote for just because of their hate.
Okay.
You know, that's
so
what
you're saying Kamala's going to win tonight.
I feel that's like the guess. People are coming out of the woodwork because they're not thinking about how, like, how she screwed up the boards. But anyway, but I think they hate him so much that they'll come out
like
and vote
hate's
for her.
Like, hate's going to win over everything else.
Over policy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you think Kamala's going to win tonight?
Yeah.
That's where you're putting your money. Shmadil, what was your guess again?
Kamala's going to win.
Kamala's going to win. Carson went with?
The vibe I'm getting is Trump.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Donald Trump, too.
Yeah. I and think again, that's not who anybody voted for. And I hate even doing this poll because it sounds like we voted that way or whatever. Yeah. But like,
well, it's a toss up.
Yeah.
It's a complete toss up. So nobody knows the answer. It's just we don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, because I mean, I can be honest when I say, and I don't want you to say, but I can be honest when I say I don't know who Carson voted for. I know I didn't vote for a presidential candidate, and I can tell you for sure I know who you voted for and who Shmadil voted
for. And I'm good with that. And I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah,
I'm just,
you don't either.
I'm just saying, like, some people just don't tell, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, to each his own, and you pull for your person, and again. The next, once it's over with, we all go back to living our lives.
Can I ask you this? Because you're a gambler.
Yeah.
I saw that somebody, it doesn't matter who they voted for, somebody put down $1 million on a bet.
I saw that too. What?
What?
He's a streamer.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just, that's not my point.
There's bigger bets.
But what? Yeah.
Why would you? Why would you vote? Yeah. Or why would you bet on an election?
Especially when it's so close. Like, there's no real winner.
One guy bet like $30 million or something
he
like
did?
That. Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Do
you realize there's over $1 billion, almost $2 billion been bet on this election?
Really?
$2
billion. That seems so illegal
it
almost
does
or something.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It feels yucky.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like something you should be able to bet on.
I know.
Because I would think that, unlike a sporting event, let's say, where you go out and play football, and really it's one team against the other, and you don't really know what the plays are going to be, so you don't know. But with an election, you would think there's enough inside information that there wouldn't be betting.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's just, I don't
like
know.
Polling and different things. You know, you would think that you couldn't bet on it.
But have you looked to see if you can actually bet, or is
are
these just
bet.
Words?
You can bet.
Where do you bet at?
Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Mm-hmm.
And
Polymarket takes your bet.
I thought that
There's
was just a polling
too.
Thing. I thought I didn't know you could actually bet that.
Yeah, you can bet. You can put money down on it. Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, these sites in the U.S., I think, if I'm not mistaken, most of them come out of the U.K.,
yeah.
I think the sites do. You still vote on it.
Is there a place to bet there?
Yeah, and they said that on just on this website alone, $3.3 billion have been put down.
Which one is that one?
That's for the actual winner.
No. Which site is that?
Oh, Polymarket.
Polymarket,
yeah.
Polymarket's the number one site for it.
That's crazy.
I could never bet
I
on
know.
The election. I could never do it.
I could bet. I'd just be like $20. I'm not going to bet $1 million, but I could bet on it, absolutely, if I thought I had a winner.
Yeah, I
guess. Sure.
So crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. My ears are perked up, Jamie. Yeah. So you're saying... attributes in a man? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That women look for?
No, that they instantly reject them for.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I'm not on this list. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was just telling that, you know, I always read these stupid ass studies or whatever.
I like these studies, though.
I know you do.
I really do. I'm a big fan of these studies, especially
like,
the goofy ones.
Well, and it's actual. It's so crazy, government spending, right? So these are government-funded research projects.
This is.
Yeah.
What?
Like, what? And, you know, all these universities that get funds from the government to study crap.
I like them. I hope we keep spending on these. Keep spending. I mean, we waste money everywhere else. Why not just fund a study or two?
I guess.
You know? All right, so these are attributes that women don't like.
That they hate.
Yeah.
It says the research reveals 10 common traits in men that make women instantly reject them.
Oh, no.
There's eight of them. Oh, I said 10, but there's eight. There's all right, eight. All right. Because eight. The other two I didn't.
All right, let's see if I fall in this category.
Okay. All right, so I feel like all three of you have this, so you're fine. Not lack of intelligence. I feel like you guys all have intelligence, so I'm marking that one off. I feel like y'all have, for the most part, you're intelligent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I do, but I don't know about it. Well, go ahead.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Again, these are traits in men that make women instantly reject them.
Okay.
Extreme views on religion or politics. Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Spadil probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
Mark him off. Mark Spadil off on that one. Yeah. Okay.
That's prayer.
All right, there you go.
Fair.
All right,
okay.
There you go.
So all right, that, there you go. That, all right. So far you guys have one. One. The one good one.
I have one.
One good one. You all are intelligent.
Yeah. That's the only one we got. Yeah.
How'd I score on the last one there?
Well,
no, you can't mark it, not tell me.
I feel like that you do have views.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next
okay,
one.
Fine. I don't think any of you are racist at all. No way. I don't think any of you have one racist bone in your body.
Nope.
So
that's a weird one to put on there.
I know. It says, well,
I mean, that's not a turnoff for just women. That's a turnoff for any human being.
It says, this is a no-brainer. No woman is going to put up with a racist or prejudiced or misogynistic, hard to say, type of person. So
we could have skipped that one.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Lack of adventure. They aren't well-rounded in adventure and do the same thing all the time.
Oh, I am. I am. Now, let me think about these two.
BJ's
Carson
all about
a little bit. Spadil's a homebody, too, though. He yeah, well, I'd say give him a bad mark on that.
I agree.
Carson and I, we're outgoing. Go ahead. Next.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Next.
Because I would say that you all are kind of in a little bit of a rut. I mean, I think even here's what's going to shock you. I think Spadil is more of an outdoorsman than you two. Considering he plays paintball outside all the time.
I feel like that's an extreme insult to me.
No, I take Frog to baseball practice. I'm outdoors.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, but he is always stuck in the one thing.
Yeah.
All right. Which is
all right. Let's agree on this.
Okay.
Spadil and I are a big thumbs up. Carson, you lose.
What? All
right. Keep going. All right. Here we go.
Okay. It says having a lack of chemistry. Women often want to give the nice guy a chance, but sometimes they're just too awkward and sweet doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm all about chemistry.
I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, you're terrible with that. Carson, I'd say you're on the fence, too.
What?
All right. Give BJ a check mark on that one, and everybody else is in the toilet.
Yeah, let's see here. It says, according to research from 2022, up to 5% of American population has a narcissistic personality disorder, and women hate a narcissist or someone without lack of empathy.
Jamie, you know me. When I walk up and down these hallways, I get catcalls. These women love me around here.
No,
right, Spadil?
This is about being a narcissist and having lack of empathy.
You don't know people's names.
Which I am completely the opposite of that. These women around here are attracted to me like magnets.
I really...
Dude, those girls at that Christmas party?
Woo!
Yeah, they were all over you.
Well, they don't know him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're an actual narcissist, but I would say there's certainly a lack of empathy.
Yes. Remember Nancy?
I don't care how you feel.
All right, let me mark that one. Poor personal hygiene. I think 2 out of 3 in this room suffer from that, and I'm not going to name names.
I'll say I'm one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you and Carson.
Don't tell me, adult.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah. I really struggle with remembering to clip my fingernails.
Oh,
yeah.
My
God. Generally only shower like once a day. I did start showering twice a day just so that, you know, I smell better when I come to work.
If she can sniff you before she even comes close to you, you might want to revisit your personal hygiene routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I started wearing deodorant.
So, oh, yeah. That was a bonus for us.
That is a bonus.
I turned it around there.
Yeah, because that was...
So you don't mind the aluminum now, huh?
Well, they're making it...
Natural.
They're making
all natural.
Aluminum
natural,
free.
Yeah,
but it's cheaper if you get aluminum in it.
Dude, he would come in here and I would literally like gag from his underarms.
Yeah.
let's see here. The lack of ambition.
I have ambition.
Men who know what they want in life and go after it are irresistible to women. Men without ambition, on the other hand, often come across as lazy.
Oh, man.
I have ambition. My ambition is that I want to work alone. All right,
yes, I'm done.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, the Jamie Morning Show. I don't know what I was thinking there. I was looking. I know, I'm just a BJ. No, I got tongue-tied. Yeah. I got tongue-tied.
Like everything. This is sabotage right there. That is sabotage. This is propaganda.
Well, you didn't make me look good that last segment.
Why?
Well, because you kept reading off all those attributes that turn a woman off. And you pretty much checked me on all of them.
No.
And then my wife, she sends me this message. Okay, check this out. Okay.
Oh, boy.
8:11, which was prime time, right? When you were doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cracking up.
Oh, wow. Look,
I'm cracking up.
Oh, my God, she did write that. She can't see that.
Up yours.
Wow.
Oh, I'm happy.
Oh, my God. I bet it was the adventure one, right? I bet that's the one that makes her laugh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the fact that I said that that Schmidl goes outside more than you.
Okay, we don't have to go through all of them again. Or the smelling one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
who
maybe
knows?
It was the smelling one.
All right, I've got the audio here. I guess the owner. What was his name again of Peanut?
His name is Mark Longo.
All right, Mark talked to TMZ yesterday.
This whole thing has taken the weirdest twist.
I'm not even sure I can explain it. Peanut, he's a squirrel that's a pet for this Mark guy. And he's become an internet sensation prior to this story happening because he got posted on TikTok all the time. Well, Mark got raided by the FBI. They went in there and they took his squirrel and euthanized the squirrel along with Fred, the raccoon.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
He had a raccoon. This guy rescues animals. He lives on, I guess, a farm.
Like 350 acres.
New York or something like that. Well, they raided him. They took his pets. They euthanized him. Now he's talking again. Here he is.
And this is all my opinion because we don't have facts at the moment right now. But you're telling me with what I do for side work for a little bit of extra money that I donate to the sanctuary.
This is an OnlyFans account.
Okay. All right.
He's talking about, he does porn with his wife on OnlyFans.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, like full blown.
Uh-huh.
Like porn on OnlyFans with his
wife. With a squirrel in the room.
That's how they started the sanctuary. That's where they got like the money for it from.
Well, that sounds weird, though.
The squirrels are not in the room, but his nuts are.
That was good. That was really funny, Jamie. I bet my wife's cracking up again. Squirrels by the room, but the nuts are. We can stop right here.
Right.
I think we've done our show. We'll see you later, everybody. Oh, that was good. That was good. Right, back to the story.
Okay. And you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I know that's not why we're here. It's
legal. It's totally legal. It's right. Like end of story. It's legal.
Right. We're not trying to promote this. You know. I've been hearing people that I'm trying to promote my pages. This is not anything. That's what's going on. I want justice for my animals. So what we're brainstorming is was there a different motive?
Do we know why he got raided?
Well, that's where he gets to it. But you can go ahead and stop. The reason why he thinks he got raided is because of the OnlyFans site. Because the first thing they asked him after they broke down the door was, "Do you have cameras in this house?"
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, and that's why he's like, "Isn't that a weird thing to ask when you're looking for my squirrel and my raccoon? That's a weird thing to ask." The whole thing is weird, okay?
It's
I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Peanut. Who would have thought that it would have taken this turn?
And that he's dead
we're
now.
We're discussing like really serious stuff here.
Ridiculous.
The FBI kicked in your door, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's more of the audio.
Did you get a citation?
No citation. I didn't get arrested. I got nothing. I got three pieces of paperwork and they were gone. One paperwork is a search warrant. The other two were pertained to materials that were taken and two animals that they were taken. That's all of the paperwork that I got. Well, you can judge me if you want for the areas that I make money from. But the simple fact is you're now accusing me of having children in my house. And if I have kids involved in my pages, it's devastating. And how did we get down to this? You know, if you were so concerned about two animals that were a potential threat to a society that have never even left the house. You know, it's a little bit overkill to get a search warrant and use these animals as a prop to come in to investigate something that's not there, that was never there, that's never been a part of my life.
This is weird.
So here's what happened. Supposedly, he and his wife babysit some of the neighborhood kids, supposedly, right? Allegedly, whatever. And so somebody found out that he was on OnlyFans. He and his wife were on OnlyFans, which apparently made him instantly a pervert and would do bad things to kids, right? Right. That's what they thought, which is not necessarily the truth at all. Everybody's done some kinky stuff. Doesn't make you a molester, right?
And I believe this guy.
I actually do too.
He's very convincing to me.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And so he said it was a ploy to get into the house to seize his computer to see if there was any bad stuff on it. So
it's okay. Just so weird that the animals got...
I know. They got killed.
Like taken and then, euthanized. Yeah.
That's called killed.
Yeah.
Killed. Dead.
Yeah. I mean,
dead is a door deal.
So... bizarre to me.
It is a bizarre story.
But I guess he's leveled up. I mean, sorry, not leveled up. He's lawyered up. So we'll see what happens. Because, I agree with him. All of this is wackadoodle.
I find it very weird that they can kick your door down over just something like this that they speculate. They've got nothing to back it up whatsoever.
And
I mean, think about that.
Five agencies signed off on the search warrant.
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a minute. They have absolutely no proof this guy's done anything wrong. Nothing.
It sounds like they don't have any probable cause, right?
No, but they go in and they kick down doors and raid the place thinking that we might find something. Well, might doesn't work. You can't do that.
No, not with probable cause.
So, wow. It's, now the squirrel's dead.
And the raccoon.
And the raccoon.
Everybody
Fred.
Forgets about Fred.
Yeah.
Why is Fred not getting the press?
I agree with you. Fred is not getting the love.
Why is that, Spadil? Why are we caring about Fred? Fred's...
Probably because Peanut has millions of followers.
Peanut had a social media page, and Fred was supposed to just be released back into the wild.
And raccoons are ass hats.
Now I get it. Yeah, we all love a squirrel better, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Now you go. You're up to date on that one.
Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show here on this Tuesday, Election Day. Now, we've gotten a couple of texts saying there's been an update with this Guy Matlock, and his condition over in Copenhagen.
Adrian, well, I know, but sometimes it's not, okay?
So it was
on. Sometimes I freak out, because sometimes you don't turn it on.
I know.
Anyway, I haven't looked, because I haven't looked at my messages. I'm sure she's let me know, but Spadil, will you call them and
We've got him.
Oh, you got him?
I've got him on the line here.
No way, all right.
I've got Payne on the line here.
Whoa.
We're going to talk to him right now. Now, Guy, let me explain real quick here. He and his wife went on a cruise. They were celebrating their anniversary. They got on the cruise and got out in the ocean and he got sick. They ended up in Copenhagen where they thought he had the flu. Then it turned into a very, very serious situation. And they thought that he possibly could die from this, okay? Sepsis and all kinds of stuff that was happening to his body. It was just literally shutting down. Well, he's in a hospital over there. Then the family's been trying to get him back to the U.S. so that he can get care from right here in Colorado. And it took $150,000, so they started a GoFundMe page. And that money had gotten to, the last we checked, was $147,000. So we were right there. Now, here's Payne, his son, to give us an update this morning. Good morning, Payne.
Morning, guys.
How's it going?
Good, yourself?
Great. We want an update. How's Dad doing?
Well, he is currently in Colorado in a bed.
Oh,
so that's the best news that we can have right now. We got Dad home.
When did that happen?
He got home late Sunday evening, and we took an ambulance ride, and we got him to the hospital, and they're just evaluating him, and hopefully getting him set on course to be in Craig Hospital.
Right, because that's the goal.
Man, does that change everything or what to have him back in the U.S. here in Colorado?
It's a big deal. My family's so happy. It's great to see him.
Yeah, I'm looking at the update now. I'm sorry, because I was out of town all weekend, but I'm looking at the update now, and I can see everybody so happy that he's on the airplane. They took pictures of him in the airplane and flying over. Now, I mean, you don't have to tell us, but was it a little more shocking the shape he is in than you thought it would be?
It's actually a lot better shape than where we had left him when we went to Denmark. Okay. So it was a big reliever.
Oh, that's
actually
great.
To be able to see him. We didn't see him open up his eyes or look around or make any movements when we had left Denmark. So it was a night and day difference.
That's great, because I didn't even know you guys went over there to see him. So that is awesome, right?
Yep, it's great.
What is the prognosis? What are they kind of telling you? If you want to tell us, you don't have to share.
We really don't know right now. It's still just everything that we know from the doctors in Denmark. They're just, they got to still do the MRI here. We'll get a second opinion on the MRI and where he's going to be standing there and physical therapy wise and just rehab in general.
Yeah. And your mom gets to finally sleep in her own bed.
Yes, that's the best part. She said it's still a little hard right now, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You guys have come a long way from what this journey had started to be. You know, being over there in Copenhagen and touch and go situation and not knowing if you can get him home for any of the treatment, that is. But to be in this position right now, I mean, that's pretty good blessing for people that donated to you.
Yeah, and we appreciate every single donation. Yeah. Came a long way, and we still have a long journey. We're still going to keep the donations ahead because we don't know what kind of medical bills we're going to be looking at after this and taxes and everything. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
We appreciate everything.
And now, is he able to recognize you? Do you feel like he can recognize you?
I think so. My mom thinks so. My wife, everybody that's really close with him thinks that he can recognize you. I talk to him, and when he hears my voice, he'll look for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is
great.
Again, big strides.
Yeah.
Because at one point, none of this was occurring, right?
No, it was looking pretty bad for a while.
I'm so happy you have him home. That's such great news.
Unbelievable.
And I also want to just thank everybody that listened and donated, BJ and I and Carson and Schmidl, because we could see the numbers after we would talk to you on your GoFundMe, and they would go up. And so we appreciate everybody that bothered, you know?
Seriously.
Yep, absolutely. We appreciate everybody.
Payne, thank you for the update.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Again, we're going to keep it at the top of our page. You can still donate to this awesome family. I mean, I know I've said this every time I talk to you, but people love your family. Like, love your family.
We appreciate it.
That's
really heartfelt and means a lot to us.
Sure it does. Thank you, Payne.
Thank you, Payne. We'll be thinking about
it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right,
can
you
imagine the joy, the relief, having him back in the United States, here in Colorado? What was it, Lakewood? Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
I think
it
was Lakewood, right?
Yeah.
But just to have them back here, you're stuck in Copenhagen in this condition and just, you know, having to raise all that money to get him back
here. And they don't speak English.
Finally getting it back here, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy story. All right, there you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go, that's the update.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
But I have to be honest, I think I have it too.
What's that?
I'll try to share it. But on Psychology Today, which I follow, just because it has some interesting articles, it's they gave you a 3-minute ADHD test.
Yeah.
ADHD. And, yeah.
I think a lot of people have it then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about ADHD, though. I'm not a big believer in it. I'm not.
That's because you have it.
I just feel like it's something that's been concocted over the last several years.
You don't think that there are, like, little kids and yourself and myself that, like, can't focus on stuff?
Well, I think they've just put a label on hyperactive kids.
But I think this one is both of us. I'm always losing my keys, my wallet, or other important items. I mean, dude, I have, by the grace of God, gotten my phone out of two Ubers that they've come back and given it to me. We lost my phone. First, Kylie lost hers at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, in Vegas.
Right, in Vegas. And then I left mine on the ledge while we were doing something at the Wynn. Ugh.
I think a phone's easy to forget, though.
It is
though.
So easy.
It's so easy to leave it behind.
Yeah.
I do it. My wife does it. She's not ADHD, but she does it all the time. She's always trying to find it in the house.
This one is definitely you. When someone asks me a question, I often start answering before they finish speaking.
No, I let you finish that. What you just said.
There's one. All right. I easily get frustrated or upset.
No.
I get so absorbed with what I'm looking at, I feel disconnected from the rest of the world.
Yeah, I do. When I focus on something, I'm focused on it.
So. We could ask you a question. You have no idea what we said.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think that's ADHD. That's just focus, man.
No, that's ADHD because you're hyper-focused. Hyper-focus is another thing of ADHD.
Oh, shut up, Spadil. Here comes the doctor.
You're right. Last break, he was a lawyer.
Yeah, he's a lawyer. Yeah. He's all of a sudden a psychologist.
Yeah. And the break
he can figure
that,
us out.
Remember, then he was a government official about the election.
Don't you have a plane to catch?
Yeah, right?
At 12 o'clock.
All right.
Where are you going?
Orlando for the Paintball World Cup.
Whoa! Yeah. The Paintball World Cup.
Yeah. This is big.
Wow.
This is big.
Did you guys get like new shirts and stuff?
We got new pants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, new pants.
Yeah, new pants.
Are they like short shorts?
No, they just rip a lot when we're playing because you're sliding around and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
We got new pants.
New pants.
Did I tell you the UPS drivers got new socks?
Yesterday. Yeah.
With the yellow stripes?
The yellow stripes on the side. Not a fan. Not a fan of them. All right. Anyway, so who do you take on first?
I have to look at the schedule, actually. Usually they change them around so much before the event that I don't pay attention to it till we land.
How many teams are in
There are 31 teams in our division.
Whoa.
31?
But there's 650 overall signed up for the whole event.
Wow. Yeah.
What is your name again? The Denver Dodgers or something
Denver
like that?
Denver Altitude.
Altitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good name. It's
not Altitude?
Been used here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's original.
I think it's a pretty good name. Like, we used to be Colorado Sports. Blitz, but then we changed our name because the field that we played at, which was Blitz Paintball, closed their paintball fields, and now they just have Airsoft up there. Mm. So then we changed our name.
You should be the Aspens.
Aspens?
We thought about being the Evergreen Wild Salmon.
Aspen, but I'd be calling the Aspens.
Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
Can we stream it or anything?
Yeah, I will be posting that on our Facebook page as well as what times we're playing.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some good news. Apparently, NBC has yanked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer out from underneath CBS.
What?
Yep. NBC now, for the first time in 5 decades, will have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Freaking Reindeer.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Sure. What a scoop.
It is a scoop, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it'll air on December the 6th, my birthday. Guess what I'll be doing? I'll be drunk watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Happy birthday to me. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, it is mine too. Except for you realize how mean Santa is.
Yeah.
Santa's a jerk to Rudolph. Like, he's like, oh, my God, what is that? And then he takes that, like, coal or whatever and sticks it over.
He's no-shaming him.
Yeah, he was no-shaming him. And then he sticks that stuff over his nose and like, we'll have to cover it. And then he went to Clarice or whatever her name is, and the dad's like, your son's jacked up. He can't be on the team.
Is that what makes it your favorite?
No, it's horrible. It's sad. And you're like, you want to like help Rudolph and say, Santa, you're a jerk, man.
Yeah, but you guys just said it was your favorite.
It is
our favorite because the story is that then Santa needs him.
It's got a good ending to it.
Beautiful ending, Rudolph,
with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not PC.
And then Rudolph's like, oh, you need me now, do you, bitch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you like my red nose, Santa.
Yeah. So it's a good story, that's all. I like it a lot. Anyway, so that'll be December 6th at 8 p.m. on NBC for the first time in 5 decades. I was looking at that, how Garth Brooks is set to release another installment of his anthology series. Whatever happened to that lawsuit and that groping allegation?
Nothing.
Do you think that he paid her under the table to
go
away?
I have no idea. I don't know what exactly happened. I saw a story yesterday or day before yesterday that he was thinking about moving from the U.S.
Oh, God.
Over these allegations, but I don't know if that's even true. So I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
Nothing's moved forward.
Yeah, it just kind of went away. I mean, it was just really odd. I mean, because the allegations were pretty horrible. And then it's like we haven't heard about him.
Yeah, there hasn't been an update. So.
And I don't know where I stand with that story. I don't know if I believe him or if I believe her. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Well, you never want to think that a woman would, you know, false allegation it. But I have known women to do that, unfortunately. My girlfriend, when I lived in L.A., she's like, I don't know what to do. My daughter accused a teacher of groping her. And then she told me later it never happened. I'm like, what you do is go to the school and make it right. Yeah. She's like, I can't. She'll be expelled.
Well, when it comes
when
it comes to celebrities and money, though, we see it quite a bit.
All the time.
A lot. So I don't know. I have no idea.
But then it's not fair to say, like, P. Diddy is a scum of the earth. But, Garth probably didn't. You know, just because he wears a cowboy belt.
Yeah, each one is its own individual accusation. But I don't know what to believe with this one because it was her hairdresser, right?
Correct.
Makeup person. And she claims they were at a hotel. I don't know. I don't know why it's coming out now.
And then she asked for more money and he said no. And then that's when supposedly these allegations happened. So, I don't know. All I know is it's gone away. It's just completely gone away. Retired Eagles NFL star Jason Kelce. I feel bad for this guy. Apologized during ESPN's pregame show Monday night after grabbing the phone of an unruly fan, spiking it to the ground before the Ohio State-Penn State game over the weekend. In a heated moment, then he was also, he said, the guy goes, your brother's, it's a derogatory name, and it was the F word, and so Jason wasn't thinking and said the name back to the guy 3 more times. Here's what he had to say.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it, and you know, in a heated moment I chose to greet hate with hate, and I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse and it's the right way to go about things. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect. And I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that.
So we'll see if this scars him at all. I forgive him, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if everybody forgives him.
The police are investigating this because of destruction of property, I think it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. You smashed that phone.
You did smash his phone. You son of a bitch. I'll take your phone.
I think a lot of people
call my brother her name.
I think a lot of people would react the way he reacted, though.
Yeah. Somebody said it's also because he drinks a lot of beer and he wasn't thinking.
I mean, he does drink a lot.
He's carrying a 30 rack in that clip.
Well, oh, he is?
Yeah. Well, he just started endorsing that company, too.
Is that Garage Beer?
Yeah.
Well, they not only endorse it, it's their beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their beer company. Sting and Jennifer Hudson are joining The Voice for season 26. They will serve as mega mentors in the new season, marking the first time two mega mentors have appeared in a single season. Sting will help celebrity coaches Snoop Dogg and Gwen Stefani, while Hudson will support Michael Bublé and Reba McEntire. You know, I was watching Morgan Wallen and how he at the very he got kind of far on The Voice and then he was just kicked to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's like Shark Tank. They're like, oh my God, Morgan Wallen is like the biggest star of all time, and we like said nope,
yeah,
not today. You just didn't see that one coming, right? And same way with Shark Tank, which I love that show too, and they turned down the Ring camera.
I still can't believe that. Huge mistake.
They're like, no, you know, here's all these millionaires. Like, nobody needs to see who's at your door. Well, yeah, because you have security everywhere, and you have gates and stuff. Oh, my God, dumbasses. All right, and then finally, what do I have for you? Oh, this is weird. A Texas man is officially a Guinness Book of World Record holder. He has 1,308 pieces of memorabilia related to Selena. Remember her?
Yeah.
The pop star? What do you do with all that stuff? Like all that.
You pass it on to your kids. Like I'm going to do the CDs. Yes.
My girlfriend, who I love so much, her name is Mia. And we've had her on the air before because she was in that tornado or whatever and didn't leave.
Yeah.
Her mom, Cheryl, just passed away. And she was the best woman. But her mom is a fashionista. And now Mia is trying to sell all of it on Facebook. And I mean, it is so many clothes with tags, shoes that have never been worn. And I said to her, oh my God, I'm going to like donate all my stuff right now because this will have happened to my kid. Like, yeah. I have so many clothes with tags and things I've never worn. My kid will be like, I got another pair of Louboutin shoes she never wore.
$5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing you'd ever want to keep.
Exactly.
You got to get rid of it.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go.
DJ and Jamie.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
Why'd you do that?
What did I do what?
You made that body movement like, oh, no, here we go again.
No, I'm not allowed to say anything. I'll tell you why, because Carson put up a poll and you won.
What do you mean?
I mean, people said keep it.
It was a landslide.
Wait
a minute, what poll?
A poll?
A poll.
Never mind.
What did it say?
Look at anything.
Would you be involved in this show and actually go on Facebook, our Instagram, and like be involved in the show?
No, I don't go on Facebook. I don't like Facebook.
Well, I know, but it's our names on it. You might want to, you know.
Nah, screw it. Nah.
I love
not a big deal. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. I got to get to lock up lunch, though, because that is a big deal. Oh, today is Rush to Flush.
What's that?
Oh. Tuesdays is always brand day. They serve brand in the breakfast so that the inmates can clear the system, if you know what I mean. We got this menu from a buddy of ours that's out at the prison. Well, he's not a buddy, really. He's just the guy that's in lockup. Inmate number 68444, his name is Nolan, and he wrote us and told us about the menu because we were kind of guessing what P. Diddy would be having.
Well, no, P. Diddy actually, his lawyer said that the worst part for him is the food.
Yeah, the food
sucks.
Because
he's used to like lobster and crab legs and stuff like caviar. And
according to our favorite inmate out there, he says these menus are synchronized across the country. So we know what Diddy's having for breakfast this morning. Here we go for a Tuesday. They're having bran flakes and coffee cakes for breakfast. Now, here's dinner. Lunch. Lunch sounds delicious. Chicken patty. Chicken patty.
That is like parts, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like it is.
Yeah. And if you're a vegetarian, I guess you get the tofu chicken patty.
Mm. Yeah. I might want to go with that one.
Not the real chicken?
Yeah. Well, is it? I mean, like it's parts.
Yeah, that's
I bet.
A toss up right there.
You mean the chicken patty, you think it's just parts?
Well, wouldn't they say chicken breast?
Chicken patty, yeah.
If it was like a chicken breast, wouldn't they say chicken? But the patty is suspect.
You got a point.
Yeah.
You do have a point there. I didn't put that together. Yeah. That's very clever. All right, chicken, the no-flesh chicken that's tofu, that's also your option in case you're a vegetarian. Now get this. Oh, you're going to love this. IKEA Swedish meatballs for dinner.
Whoa! What?
No way.
What?
Well, not IKEA, just Swedish meatballs.
I was like,
they got,
what?
Look here, you can see threw the IKEA in there to make it sound more delicious.
Yeah, I got excited. Right. Yeah.
My son loves those.
Swedish meatballs for dinner at the prison. Now, if you're not into the meatballs, which means vegetarian, then you are going to have to go with the, black bean burger.
Do they not do sides at the prison? Like, do you not get, like, fries
just
or anything?
Just get one thing, not even, like, broccoli on the side?
Yeah, like, no vegetables?
We have a budget.
I mean, they don't do fruit and vegetables?
I don't think so. Huh. I think that you're on your own there.
That seems
you got to grow your own in your cell.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, there you go.
Oh, that
there
was it? Oh.
I will tell you this. I can't wait to get to the assisted living menu because, man, this one's a good one. I mean, it's a really good.
We all have dreams.
That's coming up next week, by the way.
Yeah.
Assisted living lunch. It even sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. But they've got a good menu. The prison, I don't know.
I don't know. Spadil was kind of bitching about the assisted living.
Yeah, he was poo-pooing your
menu. He said it was all soups.
Yeah, it was all soup. Every single day, soup, stew, soup,
No. Well, there's soup, but there's a lot of delicious soft foods on here.
Like pudding? They got pudding on there?
And cheese soup?
Yeah.
Ew, what's cheese?
Well, there's some good stuff.
I don't know what cheese
soup is. Like broccoli cheddar?
Hey, don't give it all away. This is entertainment for next week, pal.
My bad.
All right, there you go.
Cheese soup? I gotta Google that.
Lock up lunch. What a feature.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do?
So how much did I win the poll by?
Oh, it was a landslide.
Yeah,
it was.
Literally, I don't think there was a single person that said get rid of it.
No kidding.
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you would. Wait till we get to an assisted living lunch. You're going to like it even more.
BJ and Jamie.
So I just saw somebody on TV that's at one of the polling places. And they say it's really busy.
Oh, really?
Very busy today. Yeah.
But don't let that deter you. Please vote.
Yeah.
No. You're not seeing lines, which, you know, you'd have to stand in for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. I think Colorado makes it super easy to vote.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
They do a good
what
job.
Did they say? Like half the people that are registered have already voted or something like that? It was 47 or 48%.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Pretty much half.
Mail-in ballots are huge here.
Pretty big. All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. Enjoy. Get out and vote. And I think that's it. I think we're done.
We are.
I think we're done.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. You think we'll have a winner by tomorrow?
You know, that's an interesting question. Should we take bets?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say by tomorrow at 10, we still will not have a winner.
Okay. Oh, you're putting a timestamp. Okay.
Yeah.
I think by tomorrow at 10 a.m., I think we will have a winner, but it will be contested.
Okay.
Well, but I think a winner will be announced, but then the contesting will come along.
Okay. Wow. I don't think we're going to have a winner until Saturday.
Whoa!
Really?
Yes.
Saturday.
100%. Because
why Saturday?
Last election, it went to Saturday, so I'm going to guess it's going to go that again.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even a projected?
Yeah, I think we will. All right, Spadil, what do you think?
We can all have our opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll have like an official confirmed winner until next week.
Whoa!
Well, you and Carson make some dumb guesses.
Why?
They are allowed to make their own guesses.
That's a dumb guess.
Listen, I'm going based on last election.
When we tell people to guess, they can guess however they want.
That's a good guess.
It's a 50-50 basically right now. So
it's
right,
so tight.
Yeah, it's a good guess. And that they're going to have to recount. Guess. They're going to have to do all kinds of stuff.
Mine was a dumb guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a dumb guess.
Yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. I like this game better.
This is the way I like to end the show, being called names and stuff. I think that's fun. I like this.
Moron.
Thank you. Keep it coming. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.